Okay, here's a thought. What if you could hire an entire AI team, not just, a single assistant, a team to handle your really complex projects, maybe even while you sleep? That's the idea we're diving into today with Abacus.ai's Deep Agent.
Right. And our goal here is really to unpack how this system goes beyond the individual chatbots we're kind of used to now. It's not just another bot. It's trying to be a complete autonomous AI department. That's a pretty big shift in the agentic AI space.
So the first wave was these brilliant chatbots, right? Great for specific things, but still just one contributor.
Exactly. Limited in scope.
But this new idea is totally different, like hiring researchers, analysts, coders, planners, maybe even a project manager, AI overseeing it all.
That's basically the concept Deep Agent is built on, a cohesive AI department. You give it a high-level goal, and it figures out the end-to-end workflow. It's like a symphony of specialized agents working together. Less fragmented tools, more one unified system.
Okay, but how does that team actually collaborate? Let's pull back the curtain a bit on the architecture. This multi-agent approach, how does it delegate tasks?
It's about smart delegation. So different parts of a project go to different specialized AIs. Say you need a pitch deck. You'd have a researcher agent digging up info, a writer agent drafting the text, maybe a designer agent sorting out the visuals. Each AI plays to its strengths.
And complex, longer projects. You mentioned something like vibe coding, a CRM
Yeah.
earlier. That sounds involved. How does it break that down without someone holding its hand?
Vibe coding. It's this idea of taking a high-level brief, even a creative one, and turning it into a working application. That's where the autonomous tab planning kicks in. It sees build a CRM and thinks, okay, step one, database setup. Step two, code the interface. Step three, authentication. Step four, deploy. It maps it out. Critically, it does this without needing constant human nudges. That's key for handling those big multi-stage workflows.
Now, here's where it gets really interesting for me. The shared persistent memory. We know AIs can remember a conversation, but a whole team remembering stuff across projects, across sessions. How does that work for something ongoing, like a weekly report?
That's a big step up for continuity. These agents don't just remember the current chat, they learn and retain context from past interactions too. So for that weekly report, it remembers, the data points you always include, the format you like, maybe even trends from previous weeks. It builds consistency.
And making it useful in a real business, it needs to talk to our existing tools, right? Salesforce, Jira, things like that. How does it connect?
It uses something called the Model Context Protocol, or MCP. Think of it like a universal translator for enterprise apps. It helps Deep Agent find the right tool for the job, connect to it, pull data from Salesforce, update a ticket in Jira, maybe generate tables for that performance report using live data.
So we got the how. What about the what? If it's an AI department, what kinds of roles can it fill?
Well, it can be an AI creator, and that's more than just spitting out code. It can take a concept like build me a simple Notion clone and actually build and deploy a working
The
app.
full CRM you mentioned.
Yeah, or a full CRM, or even generate complex visual stuff. It tries to bridge that gap between idea and functional product.
Interesting. What else?
It can function as an AI researcher, doing really deep cross-disciplinary research. It can even simulate dialogues between different expert perspectives, like getting a virtual neuroscientist and philosopher to debate if AI can feel love, trying to get more nuanced insights that way.
And for businesses, the AI department manager role sounds huge.
Yeah.
Automating
Exactly.
workflows.
Connecting to tools like Slack or Teams to automate routine but critical tasks. Think generating those weekly reports automatically, pulling data from everywhere and sending them out. Or even creating AI social media influencers that learn your brand voice and post content. It manages the whole process. But, and this is really important, Deep Agent has this enterprise-first mindset baked in. Compliance isn't an afterthought. It's built to meet standards like SOC2, Type 2, AKIA, meaning data encryption, proper permissions, security logs. That's crucial for businesses.
Okay, let's unpack that enterprise focus. How does it stack up against other things people might know, like ChatGPT agent?
ChatGPT agent is powerful, for sure, but it's more a single assistant, primarily consumer-focused. OpenAI themselves warn about things like prompt injection risks, and it doesn't quite have the same enterprise-level compliance logging per action.
Got it. And frameworks like AutoGen or Crew AI. People build cool stuff with those.
They do, but they're frameworks for developers. You need significant coding, setup, and ongoing effort to make them truly production-ready and secure in a business context. They're toolkits, not finished products.
And LangChain.
LangChain is more like a foundational library, essential building blocks, absolutely, but again, not a complete integrated system ready to run workflows out of the box like DeepAgent aims to be.
So, connecting the dots, DeepAgent seems to be carving out its own category here.
I think so. It's not quite a research lab project, not just a startup experiment, definitely not a DIY kit. It's positioned as that ready-to-go integrated AI department, pre-configured for enterprise security and complex tasks.
Yeah, it really feels like the next logical step, moving from single AI helpers to a whole autonomous team ready to tackle serious organizational work.
So the big question for you listening is, what does this mean for your organization? Imagine deploying an AI team that works around the clock, handling complex analysis or content creation, freeing up your human teams for strategy, for innovation. How might having that kind of capability transform the way you approach your biggest projects and challenges? Something to think about.